getting to his feet.
Or Billy will think we've abandoned him in the library.
Don't worry. You know he's in his element. Billy loves your great Uncle Archibald's collection of books. It's all material for his book of weirdiness.
Billy Macabre, whose real name was Billy McCrabby, was obsessed with collecting stories about local legends and magical mysteries, or weirdiness, as the people of Dundoodle called it.
I'm more worried about him stumbling across another secret passage or a hidden trapdoor into a dungeon. There are still so many rooms in that house I've not explored.
We might never find him again. Archie grinned at the idea.
And anyway, he added, I'm supposed to be going to the dentist before lunch.
Fliss jumped down from the rock and whistled. One of the honey dragons sped over and landed lightly on her shoulder.
You've got Blossom well trained,
laughed Archie.
I wish Sherbet was that obedient. The honey dragons are really intelligent, said Fliss. I'm teaching Blossom to speak human. Isn't that right, Blossom?
Completely bonkers,
croaked Blossom in reply, burping a smoke ring into Fliss's face. They left the other dragons to their nectar gathering in the heather and tramped across the moor, following a sheep track down to the shore of the loch. As they trudged along the path that would lead them back to the little town of Dundoodle, Archie suddenly had the feeling they were being watched. A movement in the bracken caught his eye, and he froze as a small figure appeared in front of them. Sherbet growled at the stranger, a bearded man with a mud-splashed face. He wore a green hood and a cloak made of leaves. Clumps of grass sprouted from his moss-coloured trousers. The odd character bowed low, disturbing a little robin that was nestled in his head.
Gordian, the man said solemnly. He had a strange accent. You are summoned. The tree sends its first signal. A time of great danger is upon us.
He produced a large yellow leaf from under his cloak and handed it to Archie. The man eyed Archie's face expectantly.
Thanks, said Archie.
The stranger gave him a confused frown before plunging back into the undergrowth.
Wait, called Archie.
But the small man had disappeared.
Who is that walking compost heap? Said Fliss. What was he talking about?
The tree, said Archie, staring at the golden leaf that lay in the palm of his hand. This is from the Weirdy Tree, the source of all magic in Dundoodle.
Chapter 2.
They hurried back to Dundoodle as fast as they could. As they walked, Archie gazed across the loch to the dark and menacing forest on the far side. Somewhere in there was the Weirdy Tree, whose roots stretched far underneath this strange little town, spreading the tree's magic with them. Archie knew that the McBudge family were guardians of the tree, bound to protect the magic of Dundoodle, but he had yet to even set foot in the forest. Finally, they reached the gates of Honeystone Hall, the grand, ancient, and dust-filled home of the McBudges. Blossom flitted away to the giant greenhouse at the back of the building, where she had made her home amongst the tropical plants housed there. Meanwhile, Sherbert had dashed up the drive and into the hallway, and was sniffing at the doors of the library. They found Billy inside, sat at the carved oak desk, and surrounded by piles of old books, scrolls, and other papers. He looked up at his friends as they entered the room, his big eyes even more extra wide than normal.
You look like you've seen a ghost, said Archie, glancing up at the portrait of Great Uncle Archibald.
The painting had been haunted by the ghost of his great uncle when Archie first arrived at the hall. The face in the picture hadn't moved or talked in a while now, and Archie wondered if he'd ever see the old phantom again.
Better than that, said Billy.
I never realised this library was such...